This is Michael Chisholm interviewing Harold Hart on the 19th of January, 1989, at Harold's apartment on 156 West 86th Street. Okay, Harold, let's begin with where you were born.
Washington, D.C.
Did you come from a large family?
14 children.
14 children? My goodness. Did you have any contact with art when you were living in Washington at an early age?
The contact I had was with Alma Thomas. She was a friend of my family's, mm-hmm. and she was an art teacher.
Where did she teach?
At Shaw Junior High School.
I see. She was a friend of your family. Did she live in the neighborhood, or?
No, but she had known my father from the time she first came to Washington.
I see. And you were aware at the time that she was a painter, and?
At that time she was an art.
Oh, just an art
just
teacher?
Just an art teacher.
She was
early.
Not doing any painting.
Yeah,
she,
that
I
was
see.
Early, you see. And so what I would do, I would, from about the age of 10 or 11 years old, she would, on Saturdays, come by and pick me up and mm-hmm. said, come over, would you, to my house. And I would cut her grass. Mm-hmm. And she would pay me for mm-hmm. cutting her grass, give me 25 cents or something mm-hmm. like that. And then I'd spend the afternoon with her. And then after that, when she began painting with and working with Aiden, I was, I suppose, about 11 or 12 years old. I would still go Saturdays to her house, right. and we would go sometimes for rides and go to museums, and we'd go to the Barnett Aiden Gallery, which she was organizing. Then she got involved with Lois Jones and Celine Tabari. And Lois had just come back from Paris, and so they would paint every Saturday in Alma's garden in her backyard.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And so I would always be there, and Alma would set up sometimes, they didn't do it every Saturday, but some Saturdays Alma was very unusual in the sense that she had a cat, and she would set up the doll's table with the cat and put a napkin around the cat and feed the cat on the doll's table in the backyard. And she had a niece who was a little bit older than I, mm-hmm. and the niece lived with Alma. So we would always be sort of together, and so she treated me sort of like her adopted son, that sort of way, on every Saturday.
You see. Sounds like you had quite a nice time. How did it happen that out of all these brothers and sisters, you were the person who was chosen by Alma to be her special friend, her sort of protege in a way?
I don't know. I think after, when I went to Shaw Junior High School, mm-hmm. we became closer. In the beginning,
Oh, you were a student at Shaw, I see.
Yes, I became this was before that, because mm-hmm. I was only 11 when I first started, you know, going
right.
over to her house and cutting her grass, and that's how it started, that sort of way. And she would come to visit the family
mm-hmm.
every once in a while. Then all of a sudden it just happened, I guess she just picked me out of all of them and
yes,
said,
sir.
Would you want to cut my grass or something? Then I became her student.
I see.
And after I became her student at Shaw Junior High School, she at the time taught art.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in her art class, and she was my homeroom teacher. And they were all boys, you see, in her homeroom. She was known for being a person who had the best and the most regimented class and of boys, because she said she believed in character. And everyone should have character. And she said, if you do not have character, then you will never succeed. And she made us march through the halls like soldiers, and we were the best organized group in the whole school. She had that time she had studied with Tony Sarge in New York, her Marinettes, and she had formed the Marinette. She bought a whole stage and bought all, she had made the dolls,
really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I didn't
and
know that about
that. We had shows
mm-hmm.
in the school, and she would set up the whole theater, and we did Rumpelstiltskin.
Hmm.